Yeah. It's the same thing like 18 and 12. Tom Brady, man. Those are the greats of the game of football. Those are guys that people are going to be talking about forever. Forever. He's going to have highlights rolling on ESPN and on NFL Network forever, man. And that's just big. And I'm just fortunate to play alongside a guy like that. Yeah, I'm always confident going into games that we can go out and put 40 up. It's all about executing at a high level and all the stars aligning. There's a lot of games where we could have put up a lot of points if guys would have caught certain passes or the ball was going a certain direction. I just hope that in this game, man, everything lines up perfect. Everybody is on the same page and we go out and just have a great game. I'm okay with that, man. We got the number one defense in the National Football League. Without that defense, we wouldn't be here where we at right now. And same thing, vice versa, with the offense and the plays that we've made. This is a team sport, and I'm happy for my brothers, man. We got the number one defense, and I'm proud to say that because I know how much work those guys put in. What's been the most exciting part of media? Probably the coming out and getting introduced at media day. But now I'm kind of tired of talking, man. We've been doing so much talking. I'm just ready to get to the game. Oh, that was unique. I've been knowing Snoop for probably about 3 years now. He was a diehard Steelers fan. Loves the black and yellow. And what's crazy is I think it was my 24th or 25th birthday. Snoop actually came to my birthday. It was pretty unique out in Houston. So that was cool to get interviewed by him.
So Saturday, day before the game, what are you doing to pass time? Are you listening to music?
I'm just hanging out with family. And I'll probably get back to the hotel around about 6 or 7 o'clock, go over my plays, study. We got meetings. And then after that, drink a lot of water, man, and prepare for the next day. It's going to feel good. This is my second Super Bowl appearance. I know the whole world is going to be watching. I'm going to be prepared for the moment. And hopefully as a team, we take advantage of it and we had a confetti falling on us. I don't have any questions to ask those guys, man. They've been all about football, but it's just the same questions over and over and over. But I understand because I'm here working and you guys got a job also. So you guys are here to make y'all story, whether it's good or bad. But at the end of the day, it can get kind of annoying answering the same questions over and over.
I guess more talking about football than playing football?
Yeah. And that's what I came here to do. I came here to catch footballs, not really do too much talking. I feel like you do so much talking that it overhypes the game. And I just want to go out and perform.
Why has this group been so special to play with?
We got a lot of crazy personalities, honestly. A lot of crazy personalities. You look across the board with from Peyton to Tlaib, and anything else falls underneath that. It's different. And everybody loves each other, man. We're a group of brothers. I can go up and talk to any one of my teammates and know about them and their family, and it's just unique.
You know how the NFL works, and I mean, this exact group won't be back next year.
Yeah.
Does it sink in at all?
Well, I mean, that's every year in the National Football League. It's kind of like when guys talk about rookies coming in or training camp when we have 80-plus guys. Everybody doesn't make the team, and that's what happens, and that's what makes the National Football League so special is that every year you got to fight for a spot. Every year you're losing guys, you got to rebuild, and it's a different team, but the goal stays the same, trying to win a world championship. Yeah, I've heard a lot about Mr. Bolin, and obviously everything that him and his family is going through right now, it's heavy on a lot of guys' mind around here, especially mine. But we're out here. We don't have our owner. But we definitely want to go out and win this game for him. We want to win this game for the city of Denver, the Broncos organization. We're out here representing him, and we're going to represent him in a first-class manner. I mean, it's a world championship franchise. If you even go back to Elway, it starts with him, and he's the architecture. I mean, everybody he brings in here because he wants to win a championship. A lot of organizations, you know, their goals is to try to get back to the playoffs, you know. I don't want to be a part of an organization like that. I want to be a part of an organization that the first thing that comes out of their minds is we are – trying to win a world championship, and this organization is that.
Emmanuel, what's the difference? You said this is your second time here at Ryan Smith ABC News. Second time here, what's the difference between then and now?
I feel like it's more meaty. Yeah, I feel like the game of football has blown up even more. I don't remember having to answer all these questions, but no, I mean, the only difference really is the location. I was in Dallas, now I'm in San Francisco. But other than that, it's the same. I was a rookie then. Didn't really know anything about what was going on. I was just a deer in the headlights, you know. I was just taking it everything in. But now I'm more of a veteran. I know exactly how to go about handling my business so that on Sunday I'm ready for the game.
You mentioned all the crazy personalities. Who's the craziest personality on the run?
Shoot, probably Tlaib. Look at him over there, right? Probably Tlaib. I mean, he's a good guy, man, but yeah, if you see him walk into a room, he's full of explosives. I mean, full of jokes, always saying something that's going to make everybody laugh.
Yeah. Oh, let me ask you this. Big announcement today about the halftime show. Nobody knows who it is. I heard Emmanuel Sanders performing
at halftime. Well, shoot. All I got to say is get your popcorn ready. Man, I don't have any questions for no one.
No,
I don't have any questions. I ask a question all the time. Why I got to answer all these questions?
Then I got to ask you another question.
Exactly.
Settled?
Yeah, everything's settled, man. Everything's settled, man.
All right, that's all the
questions. Yep,
man,
yep.
What impressed you about the way Brock
came into the huddle with a presence. He came into the huddle. Confident. I remember the Bears game. Coach allowed him to give the night before the game a speech to the team. He pretty much walked in and said, hey, look, you guys don't worry about me. I'm ready for this opportunity. I'm ready for this moment. And he went out and balled and had a great game. We ended up winning. I think that was it for him. He's confident. He's ready for the moment. But he understands he's playing behind a first ballot quarterback. And that he has to wait on his opportunity, but when he gets it, he's gonna make the most of it. It's not difficult for him because he's such a young guy. He's still got a whole bunch of football left in him. A lot of people, Aaron Rodgers. Look at Aaron Rodgers playing behind Brett Favre. You know, you gotta wait your time. And the thing is, you can't go to the game. The game has to come to you. And I tell Brock that all the time. And he's just waiting on his opportunity. He knows that he's coming soon. Nah, it wasn't hard. At the end of the day, the football is still the same size. Still running the same plays. You just got a different quarterback in there. But like I said, I'm here working right now. When I'm out there on the football field, that's my job. My job is to catch it no matter who's throwing it. My job is to get open. So I just do my job no matter who's lined up.
When you came to Denver, there were reports that you had signed with Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of politics going on in that, a lot behind that story in terms of sometimes when you enter free agency and you go into different teams, you get a true perspective of the National Football League of how it can be of teams trying to woo you making sure that the money is correct and what's going on because, you know, everybody wants to get paid where they deserve to be. So it didn't have anything to do with the Denver Broncos. I think it was more about me and the Kansas City Chiefs not really getting along, and then the Broncos calling and not playing any games and saying, look, we want you, and we're going to pay you what you think you deserve to be paid. And I decided to make that move. And I still think on a spiritual level, this is where God wanted me to be, because, look, I'm playing on the biggest stage right now, and everything worked out for the best. He's a physical tool. I think that the defense that they play fits his style. He's allowed to do a lot of different things, and he has a unique personality. He's a competitor, and he loves a battle out there.
You expect to see him a lot today?
You know, I don't know how they're gonna play us. We'll see on Sunday. How you doing, man? Do I pay attention? Nah, I just laugh. I just laugh when somebody wants to talk trash. That's all I do. Because, you know, some guys get fueled off that. Me, I don't need to talk trash in order to get going. I just love playing the game of football. It ain't going to be nothing for me. I don't get down like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if that's what he does, that's what he does. But I just don't see anyone talking trash to somebody who doesn't talk back, you know. And so at the end of the day, this is how it goes down. Well, we both play football. We both love it. He's out there competing, I'm competing, and we're going to keep it. We're going to keep good sportsmanship. It's not going to get out of hand, because I'm not going to allow it to get out of hand. We're just going out here, and we're just battling. I think everything. I think the most gratifying thing is when you see C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman running down the sideline for a 45-yard gain. That gives me a certain energy, more than me catching an 80-yard touchdown pass. It was just seeing those guys break loose and seeing the O-line having fun. And hopefully we see a lot of that this Sunday. Yep.
How exciting is it to be so close to being able to get on this stage with this team and bring it on?
Yeah, we're, 3 days away? So I'm looking forward to it, and I'm ready. You know, obviously this is the last media day. You actually got the last question, and I'm just ready to go, man. I know everybody else is ready to go too. I'm tired of talking, just ready to play ball. I mean, Demaryius has a very calm presence about himself. He loves to play the game of football. He's not a diva. I think that since day one when I came in, I said that he's Batman and I'm Robin. And that just let everyone know, look, we're going to work as a wide receiver core, and we're going to try to go out and do it. And so far, our relationship has been really well.